From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The world should learn more today about what President Obama has called a systematic failure to prevent a Christmas Day bombing attempt aboard a Northwest Airlines jet. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The White House is planning to release a declassified summary of what various intelligence agencies knew about the planned terror attack before it happened. President Obama said the government had bits and pieces of information needed to uncover the plot, but that analysts failed to connect the dots. Had they done so, they might have stopped Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab from boarding the plane bound for Detroit with potentially deadly explosives. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the report is not about pointing fingers.
It was not the falling down of one agency, one department, or one person. This is a failure that touches across the full waterfront of our intelligence agencies.
The president's ordered leaders of the intelligence community to recommend fixes for the shortcomings this week. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
A grand jury in Michigan has indicted the Nigerian man suspected of trying to bomb the Northwest flight. He faces six counts, among them attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction and attempted premeditated murder. The Los Angeles Times reports intelligence agents knew he had suspected terrorist connections when he boarded the flight to Detroit and were planning to question him after the plane landed. A series of bombs in western Iraq has killed six people and wounded seven others, most of them members of a prominent policeman's family. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Baghdad.
Gunmen set off gasoline bombs in the home of a police colonel in charge of terrorism for the city of Hit in Sunni-dominated Anbar province. The colonel was not at home, but the explosions killed his mother and two sisters and one child. A separate explosion nearby killed the colonel's brother, a local lawyer. This attack comes 1 week after a double suicide bombing in Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province, that killed 23 people and maimed the provincial governor. Anbar is home to the Sunni Awakening Movement, which helped U.S. forces fight al-Qaeda. Despite the violence, U.S. forces are planning to accelerate their withdrawal from Anbar as they try to meet an August deadline to pull out some 60,000 combat troops. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
Forecasters say a new deep freeze is on the way for much of the country through the weekend. Emergency management spokeswoman Amanda Sluss in Nashville, Tennessee, says she has one overriding priority.
Making sure that we have everybody who needs a place to stay in one of our shelters. It's just completely senseless, in our opinion, that anybody would freeze to death.
At least six deaths are blamed on the cold so far. Forecasters say wind chill could reach near zero in some deep south areas tonight. This is NPR News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress is close to agreement on a health care bill that President Obama can sign. She and other House Democrats involved in creating a bill met with the president yesterday. But some issues are reportedly unresolved, including whether there will be a public option to buy insurance and how abortion services would be paid for by people receiving government help to buy health insurance. A new study shows that clusters of autism tend to appear in places where parents are highly educated. Here's NPR's John Hamilton with more.
The study identified 10 communities in California that appeared to have very high rates of autism. Researchers from the University of California, Davis, then tried to see whether demographic factors could explain the high rates. They found that parents in cluster areas were more likely to be white, older, and highly educated. They also found that clusters were more likely to appear in communities near one of the state's autism treatment centers. Both factors increase the chance that a child with autism will get a correct diagnosis. The researchers say the result suggests it's a mistake to blame clusters on chemical exposure or pollution before ruling out demographic factors. The study appears in the journal Autism Research. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Protesters fought police in a southern Egyptian town after a drive-by shooting left at least seven people dead outside a Christian church. The lead shooter is reported to be Muslim. The attackers fired at people leaving Mass as they marked Coptic Christmas. Officials say the attack may have been revenge after a Christian man allegedly raped a Muslim girl. Some human rights groups say attacks on Christians have been increasing in predominantly Muslim Egypt. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.